Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's called Walk, Don't Run, 64. From the Wayback Machine, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, The Third Ingredient. We are very excited about our good friend, Dror Lieber, being back on the show. Dror joins us from Israel, where he runs his own company, Coronet. It's an award-winning cloud security provider for small and medium business cloud-based security. It's an important resource that you need to look into. Coro.net, is that right? Did I say that right?
That is correct. Coro.net.
All right, so check it out. Hey, Dror, we're talking about what Dror and many others consider to be the SolarWinds breach is the most dramatic, the most dangerous, the most pervasive cyber breach in the history of cyber breaches. And you call it a cross-border breach, and it's important to use that designation.
Yes.
Why? Give us that your understanding of it.
Yeah, so when we talk about warfare, we talk about borders, right? We say, you know, there's a border, and one country invades another country by crossing that border. In cyberspace, the borders are imaginary. They're not physically there.
Right.
So it's very easy for a country or an operation that is funded by a country to penetrate another country's cyberspace and to do a bunch of different things, among them acquire information they shouldn't be acquiring, changing information they shouldn't be changing, shutting down equipment that they should be shutting down, and so forth and so on. So I think that it's a very unusual situation, because it's very clear when there is a tank that is crossing a border, it's very clear what you need to do. You need to stop that tank, right?
Right.
But when a hacker sits down in some capital of another country, somewhere in Europe or in Asia, and is invading a server that is situated in Seattle, Washington, you know, first of all, you don't see them in most cases. And secondly, the attack, I mean, stopping that attack, doing a defensive move against it, is very, very elusive. It's not something that you can actually, you know, there is a tank coming, you put another tank in front of it, hopefully your tank is better. When a hacker from across the ocean penetrates a server somewhere and starts stealing information, it's not like you can retaliate and stop that hacker and
but it's a 21st,
have a better hacker
it's 21st
on your
century
end.
World War III. And this is the thing I've been talking about for a dozen years. I've been calling this World War III, and I keep trying to remind people this is not a Cold War. These are actual attacks, actual invasions. The coronavirus pandemic was an invasion by the Chinese, allowed and covered up and lied about by the Communist Party of China. It is an invasion of the world. They invaded the world with this pandemic, and the SolarWinds cyber attack is an invasion. You called it cross border. It's an invasion. Bad guys from other countries came into our country on our soil, and are, even as we speak, they're still doing harm, aren't they? They're still hurting things and people.
Yeah, so I think that, first of all, I agree with you completely that the next generation of warfare is not going to be won or lost with tanks.
Right.
It's going to be won or lost with technology,
right,
in the cyber world. The best example I could give you is if we go back a couple of years to what happened in the Ukraine, where as part of the incursion there, or whatever you want to call it, the Russians basically shut down the power to the to Kiev, the capital of the Ukraine. And that is the kind of warfare that we're going to see, where, you know, the resources that are connected are vulnerable and therefore could be manipulated to create an outcome.
Can I throw another scenario in? I'd like to throw in another possible scenario, because I want people to think about this. Right now, the next flashpoint is Taiwan. China is making war games in the South China Sea in anticipation to get everybody excited about what they're going to do. They want to take Taiwan. We're outgunned in that region. America is, but we could hold them off. We could prevent them from taking Taiwan, but it would be the beginning of a shooting war. Nobody wants. But I'm saying China is not going to have to do that. They're probably going to be able to say, okay, I just want you to know, President Biden, we're about to take Taiwan, and if you bring your ships and your soldiers and your weapons over here, we've got a button here that's connected to your electric grid. We're going to turn that off if you try to stop us from taking Taiwan. Or we know we're inside of your systems. We're going to shut down certain things. I think that's how the war is going to be fought. What do you think?
I think this is not a far-off scenario, but I do think that just like perhaps China has a button, I am pretty sure the U.S. has a button as well.
We have our own buttons. Okay, I love that. No, this is a chess match. But, folks, the point we're making is it's not going to be with bombs and aircraft carriers, probably. They're going to be pawns on the board, and the big pieces on the board, the heavy pieces on the board, are going to be cyber pieces and cyber security and cyber breaches. Roy Lieber and I.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.